of figmentalism. Proving that our state of being has certain parameters not previously accepted is heresy. If you rely on mathematics for scientific proof of a postulation, then you use a faulty system. The inflexible nature of present-day mathematics is what will condemn it to historical error. There is no mathematical equation for a finite universe, nor an infinite one, nor one nested in indescribable non-space. Our universe must have edges, and the limitless thought beyond is proof of an ethereal world. Mathematics are created for a finite universe and simply ignore that which is beyond. A reality based on material would have no beginning and no end. Material could not spontaneously occur, nor cease to occur, without some force of creation. Matter would always be there in some state of flux. The present concept of time conflicts with the obvious. A material-based reality could not have a singular event beginning that began time, and without that, present-day mathematics is speculative, theoretical, and fundamentally incorrect. In theory, 2 equals 2, to use a simple equation as an example. But in actual practice, no two things of any sort will equal two others of the same sort. Two metal balls could be machined to match two others with great precision, but they would not weigh the same precisely, nor have the same topography. Theoretical things like electrons could seem quite equal, but even those would show the simple difference of not occupying the same space simultaneously. We conceived the atom and slowly developed its physical appearance in a purely theoretical form. We decided that it must be globe-shaped to fill the void most efficiently. We created equations to explain the remaining spaces between these globes and avoided a more complex shape that would fill the void completely. For the sake of simplicity, later in our history we developed powerful electron microscopes that allowed us to see the intricate matrix of matter. Experience with atomic power generation, particle accelerators, and nuclear weapons convinced us we had a good model. Lately, tunneling electron microscopes have revealed what appears to be somewhat globe-shaped atoms comprising the molecules we also designed. In science, the actualization always follows the theoretical design. We always design these things, but we have difficulty realizing that we also create them too. The best proof that can be offered is that once you begin to dismiss the belief of matter-born surrounding, it is difficult, if not impossible, to go back. Things suddenly begin to make much more sense. In all the possible surroundings we could have found ourselves, this blue and green world of ours is most ideal indeed. Could it possibly be produced by the mindless evolution of matter alone? Could that sterile force have placed humanity into this most unusual time in our history? The answer to both these questions, regardless of figmentalism, is quite possibly a yes. But the matter of which we speak would be very different indeed from our present model. The atom of today requires the elusive independent particles composed of what we refer to as quarks, and now tentatively call strings. Science is propelled by scientists, and their human pride won't readily allow them to admit an error. They will find a way to include the historic quark and develop it as apparent to string theory. They will be even less willing to accept the notion that insentient matter cannot be isolated nor exists. But every evidence they produce supports this to date. In other words, there is no present evidence from scientific experiment to overturn the truly figmental nature of atomic theory. In these times, we have learned to graph events. If a history or timeline is used as a horizontal base, and the incidence level is represented by the vertical, then all pertinent graphs would show a similar trace. The horizontal line would rise gradually as it reached our present evolution, and then turn sharply to the vertical as incidence increased. Most evident would be the curves of world population, technical development, world communication, and the more mundane graphs showing garbage and pollution production. All charted events regarding our time show a sharp turn represented by 90 degrees on a graph. This places us in a position of departure from all previous ways of thinking. The times in which we find ourselves are suddenly undergoing a cataclysm never before recorded. Proof of anything can never be much more than consensus. And that is all part of the human condition and limitations. Primarily, we concur that we do exist indeed. How or why will probably never be known. Proving that we generate our existence from within ourselves is more a matter of refusing to believe it's generated elsewhere. Namron Sor. My apologies to mathematicians and scientists.